Welcome to Blue's Beans. What can I get you? Oh, hey, you. How have you been? Oh, yeah, I haven't been around much recently. Sure, you can still order. It's almost closing time, but what the heck? Regulars get a little extra time. Besides, it would be downright cruel to send you back out into the rain like this. I love hearing it, but I really don't want to be in it. Have a seat. I'll bring your order right over. No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. It's sweet of you to ask. No, this is kind of... not my day job. I'm studying to be a nurse. Stop it, you. That's no... You're too kind. But, yeah, I kind of think I'd be a good nurse, too. Hey, is it okay if I come back in a bit? You can tell me all about what you've been up to while I was gone. I just have to put away this tray. Here we are. I'm just gonna spray and wipe down these tables. And then you can tell me all about what's been going on with you. This way, I can take my time getting everything cleaned off, and I can give you my full attention. It's a little odd, but I kind of love swiping down tables. It's really kind of zen, you know? Spray them with the cleaner, wipe them down, and at the end, they're all clean and shiny, like they're brand new. Ready for a new day. Kind of like us, you know? We get to start every day fresh. Or, at least that's what I like to think. But then, I guess I'm a bit of a romantic. There's just something calming to it. All the tables clean and set up for the next day. The whole place ready to spend another day serving people, helping them get their coffee. It's the same when I'm working here during the day. We just get these little teeny tiny glimpses into people's lives. They come in, order a drink. Sometimes I like to try and imagine what the rest of their day is like. Do you know that feeling? When you just suddenly realize, like, every single person you see, no matter how brief, has this entire life. They have, like, a home, a childhood, friends they miss, a pet, little morning rituals, everybody who comes into the coffee shop. But we see them for just, like, a split second. This whole massive, huge person, an entire life in just a tiny flash. Makes you think how much we don't know. And so many people pass through here. So many lives intersected by this tiny little blip of a coffee shop. Well, except you, of course. I know a little more about you. You're my favorite regular. Yeah, don't tell the others. We're not supposed to, but, you know, of course we have favorites. Sorry, I've been rambling on. How have you been? Better now. What do you mean? Oh, what happened? I'm so sorry. That must have been a lot to handle. I hope you had some people around you to help you through. That must have been really hard. Making friends really isn't easy. And the older we get, the harder it seems to be. Well, for what it's worth, I always think that you're wonderful company. I really appreciate you hanging back to talk to little me. Oh, dang it, I forgot to put the cups on the shelf back here. Would you mind hanging out by the counter for a bit? Thank you. Yeah, boss likes us to take these cups from the back shelf when we make coffee for people. And it seems silly, but I get it. A coffee shop is a little bit of a luxury, so I like to make sure you get the full experience. The aesthetic is part of that, you know? A nice little mug. Your coffee made just like you like it. A clean, comfortable spot to sit. It's the little things that help you relax and recharge. But tell me more about you. Are you feeling better now? I'm really glad. I've always known you as like this really nice customer. You're always like friendly and patient, and believe me, that's sometimes it makes a world of difference. And it can be really hard to face something like that and make it through and still be nice. That's why I always think of kindness as a sign of strength. At the same time, just because you're strong and capable because you can handle things doesn't mean you like to, or that it doesn't wear you down. That you don't need to recharge and recover. I think that's what gets to people sometimes. As a nurse, I see people go through some of their worst things. And then here, I see them the next day. Not literally, but you get it. When someone isn't being very nice or even rude, I just try to imagine what they've probably been through the ringer lately. It's not always an excuse, but it makes it a little less sad, you know? It's like setting these cups. I actually really love doing it. Putting them all in a row, all the little logos lined up exactly the same. It's a cute little display. But then there's days where I'm tired and hungry and cranky and all I want to do is head home. And then I have to line up all these little things and I just want to toss them up on the shelf and call it a day. But then I think, if someone were to give me a nice cup of coffee and a smile in that moment, that would totally help. So I do that. Oh no, not you. You get the special smile. Wait, you haven't noticed? Most customers get my, "Welcome to our shop, what can I do for you?" smile. And it's a great smile. But you get my, "Oh hey, it's you," smile. And let me tell you, that is just a whole other level. Exactly. It starts a little sooner too, as soon as you walk in. It's always nice to see you. And you want to know a secret? Your coffee order is my favorite. Not just to make, but to drink too. That's what I always get. Oh, I'm not keeping you, am I? Are you headed anywhere after this? Oh yeah, that sounds perfect. I love that place. I've been meaning to go there for a bit, but I just end up going home to eat every time. I guess once I start closing the shop, I'm kind of on autopilot. Blah, 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 except for my mouth, apparently. Are you going with somebody? I love that. Yeah, that place looks great for grabbing a bite alone, too. I'm always nervous, too, even though there's no reason. I should just go, you know? That's so sweet! I have to finish up, but yeah, if you don't mind waiting, I'd be happy to come along. I could totally use a bite to eat. Feels like lunch has been forever ago. Well, here, hold on. Let me give you my number. Well, yeah, if we're gonna go get dinner together, we're definitely friends. There you go. Now we can grab a bite together, whether I'm working that date or not. and we can catch up more often. You make for good company. There we go. Last of the cups arranged. All of the tables clean. Let's get some food. I can't wait to hear more about you.